that mean to you for Bill to come out now and say you're the guy?
I mean, I think, you know, I'm excited about it. I don't think it changes much in terms of, you know, the way that I've got to continue to attack the playbook and learn, and, you know, how we've got to continue to grow as an offense. I mean, we still got a very long way to go before, you know, we step on the field and play Washington. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, now for me, it's really time to, you know, grab a hold of it and take command. And we just got to continue to get better.
You talked about, I think, preparation, accuracy, picking up the system. There's big reasons why you are where you're at right now. Some thoughts about that?
Well, I think this is going to be a really fun system to play in. You know, I think the guys in the locker room have really bought in to what we're trying to do. And so as long as we continue to do that, continue to, you know, try to reach that level of perfection, which we're very far from right now, and strive for that every day, I think we'll be in good shape.
Ryan, how concerned are you that Andre's not here as far as getting the reps with him that you're going to need, the timing?
You know, it's kind of a, you know, different situation right now. I don't know Andre all that well, but, you know, of the guys that have been here, I think it's been a pretty productive offseason getting to know Hop and Posey and Mike Thomas and all the tight ends, and, you know, just getting to throw all the different guys. You know, when I first got here, I hadn't thrown to any of them. So it's been a really good experience for me in terms of getting to learn a lot of different guys.
How anxious are you, though, to work with Andre?
I mean, he's obviously a great receiver. And his play certainly speaks for itself in terms of what he's done consistently.
What's this mean to you for, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago where you're at in your career to be named the Texans starting QB, kind of after all the ups and downs over like the last 9 years, basically?
Yeah, I mean, you know, personally for me, this is kind of where I wanted to be. You know, I wanted another shot at it. I wanted another chance to, you know, be the guy, you know, and this is such, it's about so much more than me in terms of all the different things we're trying to do, all the great players that we have on our side of the ball that, you know, make my job a lot easier in terms of, you know, getting us in the right player protection and watching our playmakers make plays. I think that's kind of the main part about this system is really, you know, letting our playmakers make plays, and I've kind of got the easy job if I can get in the right play.
Brent, you said he told the team this morning. When did he tell you?
We talked about it, you know, before he talked about it with the team. He sat me down and let me know what, you know, what he was going to do and how, you know, he's going to talk to the team. So it's just one of those things. We've had a very kind of open relationship in terms of the communication, and I think he's been like that with all the players and the whole team.
Are you surprised at all about the timing of it?
No. Well, I think as a quarterback, you know, whether you're first team, second, third, or fourth, it's easier to learn it on paper. But then when you get out there, you've got to have those reps. You got to go through the fire with all the different guys in that huddle going against an actual defense, and that's the best way to learn. And so, you know, every rep that I can get and every rep that all the quarterbacks and everybody on offense can get is a big rep for us.
How far along are you in the system? Is training camp going to be crucial for you guys to really get this thing down?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say right now. We've done a lot of different things, put a lot of different things in, and so I think they've really done a great job of challenging us as players to make sure that football is important to us and make sure that, you know, in this offseason we're willing to put the time and the work in. So it's been a big challenge for everybody in terms of learning this new system and being challenged every single day with new stuff. So, you know, there's still a long way to go, like I said, but training camp would be a great time for us just to continue that, you know, upward trend and get better.
Right, you talked about getting the playmakers the ball, distributing in this offense and letting them make the plays. Is that something that you've grown into in your career, that understanding, and is that maybe different than what we saw when you were in Buffalo?
I think that's, you know, that's the job of a quarterback. I learned quickly that my 4.95 or whatever my 40 is doesn't really, you know, work as well here as it did at Harvard. And the athletes are a little bit better. So, you know, I think a lot of it, you know, is how do we get in a play to put us at an advantage, and that's a lot of what we'll do. And, things change every week with this offense, but we've got some good options, and I think that's what's a real positive thing for us.
How difficult or how much time do you need to really get to know your receivers, to get on the same page? How valuable is that time in the off season when it's just, you guys throwing, maybe working around?
I mean, he's a true professional, in terms of everything I've heard about him and everything I've seen from afar and the tape that I've watched. He obviously, you guys know and have seen him play over the years and be very consistent and play at a high level. So, for me, it's going out there with the guys that are here and trying to perform.
How quickly do you get on the same page with the receiver as you get to know all your receivers?
I wouldn't really. It's kind of an individual thing, so I wouldn't really know that unless I was thrown to him.
Now that you're the starter, how do you see the distribution of the snaps between the four of you, or however that's going to work going forward?
Getting to work with the ones and. It is a big thing to be able to communicate all the different things with the guys up front, signals with receivers, discussions with the tight ends and running backs. There's a lot of stuff that you've got to carry over from the meeting room to the film, and you've got to do it, within a play clock. And so it's important to get every rep that I can right now with the ones just so we can go over all those situations in a true live setting. All right.